Hello everybody, I'm Charlotte from The Pippin Theory and this is the Five Creative Podcast, episode 2. We're going to be chatting today with Caitlin Smith, who we met last week, and we're going to find more about her journey as a creative. Don't forget, if you haven't already, follow Five Creative on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. All the links will be in the podcast info box. And that's it, we'll get on with the episode and we hope you enjoy it.
I'm Caitlin Smith and I'm a photographer.
So, what drew you to photography?
I kind of just wanted to leave school and I had a camera.
It's a good reason, as any.
Yeah, my art teacher was really into it. He kind of taught me stuff because I just showed up with photos and he was like, we need to talk about apertures and shutter speeds. You need to go home and Google it. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll think about it. But I got in, so they must have been all right photos.
What's your kind of favourite thing to photograph? Like, what's your themes?
I really like doing still lifes, but I probably do landscapes more because they're easier. Like still lifes, you've got to haul everything out and set things up, and if I can't be bothered and I've not got the time, it's just easier to go outside.
So what you went obviously from high school into college.
Yeah.
Was it like an NC or a HNC just in photography?
Yeah, I started in the NC and then ended up doing the HNC and the HND as well.
And that was at Fife College?
Yeah, just
was
a hobby.
Before Fife College, or was it Carnegie? When you started?
No, I think it was Fife College when I started.
And now we're doing
BA Visual Communications and Digital Publishing.
And what's that? Because that sounds very terminology. Sounds fancy.
It's loads of different things. Like, they're really vague about what they ask you to do. Because, like, I do photography and then there's graphic designers in it and there's games design students and then there's animators. So they try to make the briefs really vague. Like, we had a typography one. And it was like, write something anywhere and anything that's positive or makes people feel happy. So some people did, I took photos of archways and wrote nice quotes about Edinburgh. And there was a girl made a table in Illustrator and carved things into it. Like it was like a marble table.
Wow.
And that was pretty cool. And some people wrote things in like hedges. So it was like from the view, if you were looking down from Edinburgh Castle into the gardens,
mm-hmm.
They'd made like hedges that spelled things out. So you can kind of do what you want with things like that. There was one that was specifically posters. But even most of the people that animate or do games design are really good at drawing. So they drew things. So that was Scotland Stories. And I did like photo, they keep, that's their word, collage, just collage it. So I did three. I did one of Sonny Bean. I took a picture of Stuart. And collage like old, like black and white, almost like cave carvings around it. And
as in, sorry to interrupt, like Sonny Bean is in.
Yeah, like, it was the festival, like, Scotland Stories.
Is so, it like cannibalistic family? Yeah.
Well, I was originally going to do train spotting and then everyone was bouncing ideas around and I was like, and she came to me, she was like, Caitlin, do you have anything? And I was like, there's a puma in Kelty Woods. And she was like, what? And I was like, there's a puma in Kelty Woods. And she was like, I've never heard that before. I was like, oh, my gran's for Kelty, she'll tell you about it. Puma in Kelty Woods. And then she was like, do you have any other like little like small town myths? And I was like, there's a Jaggy Jersey home as well.
What?
The Jaggy Jersey home.
What's that?
So where I live, you can kind of see out to like the Forth. And we had a picture of the Isle of Arran on the dining room wall. And my dad used to point to the picture and then point out the window and be like, that is the island there. And that's where Papa Lazarus lives, in the Jaggy Jersey home. And you got sent then if you were a misbehaved child to wear Jaggy jerseys. I was so set. I was like, I'm going to do Trainspotting and I'm going to remake the title sequence and I'm going to do this. And she was like, I really like the Puma story. And I was like, So they were all collages of like a beach and people running about with jumpers on.
That was Jaggy.
I'm pretty sure I used you in Scott and I put like three jumpers on your beach. Jaggy jerseys.
Love it. I've never heard that one either.
In the Puma in Kelty Woods.
So what did you use to make that? Was it drawn or just, like, did you take pictures?
Well, she wanted me to draw and then she was like, there's this amazing artist and he, like, embroider stuff into his photos. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Well, if I embroider photo paper, it's not going to go well. It'll be too heavy. So I took Sonny Bean, I took a photo with Stuart outside a cave and photoshopped in blood and... Like, there's pictures online of them outside caves and stuff, so I cut some of them out, bits of them, stuck them on it.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaggy jerseys, I took photos of Stuart and Scott, and then found a photo online of, like, a beach.
Yeah.
And pasted them on that, and then the Puma was, I took a photo of a bit in Kelty Woods, And it's like, it's almost like archways with like iron gates on them, and you can't see it very well, but you could see them in the background. And then I found different drawings of pumas online. So that was day three. And then this block, it's all about building a website or an e-publication about a place or place. So I did my place in the world. And it's to recreate a title sequence, which is video, but you kind of muddle through it. Like, everyone helps each other out, which is what I didn't find in photography. But everyone's quite good with, like, Aidan was like, you can borrow my microphone. And when I did the posters, Scott was helping me out with logos and stuff. So they're pretty good at making you feel like there's someone there if you need them.
So you're working in a group for the e-publication?
No, that's a single thing. But then we have agencies as well, design agencies. So I think we originally had four, and then one of them disbanded. Two of them went freelance, and one of them joined another group. But that's basically, you get your agency, you've got to name yourself, brand yourself, business cards, letterheads, set up an email, set up a website, a Facebook page. And then we had a Christmas card brief from Fife College, an animated Christmas card. And we've had a brief from our mentor, John, at the sign company in Kirkcaldy. And his was to brand a health food store called Limitless.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to ECA and we worked with master's students. And they had different briefs. Ours was to make posters using Chinese letters.
Yeah.
And then the second 2 days, it was two people came in and gave us a brief. It was like an envelope. And they were like, pick an envelope and you have to brand this thing. So we had perfume. But it is quite open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, within reason, if you can work a camera or a computer, you can pretty much do anything they want you to do, even if you have to look at tutorials online.
I like the fact that, because the way you were speaking, when it was, this guy let me borrow his microphone,
yeah.
I thought you were talking like a group, so it's quite collaborative, even though you're all doing like your own work.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good core.
Well, it is. People will like, wander over and see what other people are up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always like, oh, I don't know how to do this, they'll help you out or give you advice, so...
Are you still into photography?
Yeah, I've done quite a lot for the course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got another brief from the Cone 8 Potters Club, who are moving from Cooris to Charleston. They want rebranded. And I told them I'd take photos for their website. So we're doing that on the 19th. I think we're going up as a group.
What's the company?
The Cone 8 Potters Club.
Is that just literally people making pottery?
Pottery people. But they came in, they said their logo was really outdated in the 90s. And then we had a look at their website, and I was like, the website's a bit outdated as well. So I was like, I'll come and take photos of your work, and hopefully that gets a wee foot in the door, and they'll pick our logo.
That'd be good. I think you've just sold yourself even more to,
yeah.
We'll make a logo, but we'll have a look at that website as well.
Yeah, and then we've got interns in now. That was one of the things we had to do as part of the agency module.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got three HNDs in working with us, and we had to give them a brief. So we've only done one day with them so far, but it was a dinosaur rescue association or something. Kind of like the RSPCA.
Yep.
Or the SSPCA.
Yep.
But with dinosaurs. So we've got 2 weeks left with them. I think that's about agency-wise.
What's the agency you're mentioning?
Oh, Renegade.
What's Renegade all about?
Well, we were originally a five, but we didn't really get on with the other girls. She was kind of doing things without telling us. I keep clicking off the page. So we kind of all left the group because we didn't really want to fire her, so we all left. And we got around for that, but thought we'll start again. The four of us worked really well together.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a poster on the wall for one of the other guys in our class's band, Funk Renegade. And Scott was like, I like that name, Renegade. It's like edgy, and I can't remember what it meant exactly, but it was like a bit of an outcast or an outlaw.
Yep.
And then I was like, right, well, we should make the A4 so that we don't have to let anyone else in, because we didn't really want to let anyone else in. So I was like, if we put a big 4 right in the middle of the name, put on everything, we can't make us take anyone else if other agencies disband. So that's how that came about. But we're pretty, the agencies are all pretty different. Like, there's a Lumen, and they're quite like, they take things seriously, and they're doing really well for themselves. They're bringing money in quite a lot, and they're quite corporate. And then there's a few freelance people, and then us and Spinatail are quite laid back. Like, we'll do the work, but sometimes it's a bit of carry on.
Which is all good. So what sort of stuff does Renegade do? What's your kind of market?
Well, we had our whole free thinkers for people. That's my wee tagline. And it's all about being multi-talented. I mean, Scott and Abby do graphic design. They also kind of do both a bit of photography.
Mm-hmm.
Aidan does animation, 2D and 3D. He always says that, so I better say that. And he does a podcast, and he draws a bit as well. And then I do photography. So we've all kind of tried to split things evenly, like with animation. He wrote up the storyboard, because none of us knew how to do it. And he worked out how many frames per second, and then he gave us it. And he was like, right, you do the photos, and you move the elves for the stop motion, and I'll edit it together. And so we kept taking the mic out of him for being mean. Because I was like, does it really matter if it's this many frames? And he was like, no, it has to be 38. And I'm like, brilliant. We'll see what happens. But then other things as well, Scott and Abby will take more a graphic designy route, and we'll kind of not do as much. But then it's trying to, we're getting to the end of it now, and the website needs fixed, and folders need finished, and paperwork needs done. So it's like that everyone has to do their bit now.
Do you want to promote it?
We'll pop a wee link in. If you need work done, logos, photos, animations, Scott crochets, if you want a wee podcast from Aidan and his wee pals, check out the Renegade Facebook page, and there's a link to our website, which is really hard to Google. So you're probably better going on the Facebook page to get.
And it's R-E-N-E-G-4-D-E. Four is the important one.
That's the big bit.
We'll put links in it, in the podcast info. Okay, we'll take it away from kind of uni and stuff like that. But when you talk about photography, what draws you to it? Because there's lots of disciplines that you could have gone into.
Yeah.
What draws you to photography in particular?
It's just having nice things. Nice things to look at. Like, I really like documentary photography. I remember when I went for my interview for the course I'm on now, and she asked us for two of our favourite photographers, and the girl I was with kind of named two that were similar, and I was like, I love the way Nan Golden works. She did like the LGBT scene and drag queens and drugs and domestic abuse and stuff. But then I also like the M&S photos of like the nice cheese and the nice wine and the really nice chopping board. And that's what I want when I get a house. I want nice chopping boards and nice worktops and a nice table to take photos on. Because the one we have now, they're quite bland and boring and we don't buy. I bought really nice marble chopping boards, and my dad was like, oh, we could put steak on them. And I'm like, no, we can't put steak on them.
That's my photography. We're not marble putting, chopping board.
We're not putting anything on them. He's like, Christmas, put cheese on it. I'm like, no, we're not putting cheese on it.
They're two very different kind of outlook, so you've got really real life kind of gory and makes you think, and then you've got it's pretty. So why is the...
I think I like the real life ones. Like, my camera didn't cost that. It cost a lot to me, but I don't see the point in having this really nice fancy camera that picks up tiny little details and photoshopping it all out. Like, I don't really want to look at pictures of people in their nice houses talking about their nice lives, because it's not really interesting. Like, oh, this footballer's wife just had a child, and this is him and her and the child and the dog and their nice house with their nice car.
And chopping boards.
Your nice chopping boards that they cut things on because they have the money to just ruin things like that. It's not as interesting to look at. There's not really anything behind it. You sort of take everything at face value, whereas Nan Golden and stuff, there's always something deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And our photos are like... She took them after her boyfriend hit her, or drag queens just after a show or something, people on drugs. Mm-hmm. There's always something more to it. And then I just really like how M&S ones look. Even Aldi and Lidl adverts are fantastic, and their photos are brilliant.
What's your favourite kind of project that you've done with the photography? Have you got one?
I really like the Harrods brief we did. We did a Harrods Treat Yourself brief. That's what I used the chopping boards for. Cost me £10 for 3 bars of chocolate. But it's trying to source things as well. I had like this brown suede cape thing that I used as a background, and then I put the chocolate on the board and sprinkled cocoa powder around it. And then I bought cheaper chocolate out Aldi to pile up. And it was so, I've never been so proud of anything in my life. And that was just, looking at it, I just show everyone, I'm like, this is my photo and it's amazing. And then I did a Chanel one as well, and that one was really, it looked really easy, but it took hours. Because our tutor, he'd never come in and go, right, fix this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what my tutors now do. He'd come in and he'd go, right, fix this. Oh, the background's a bit thingy. Oh, the bottle's not lit properly. But he'd come in every single time, like, you need to do this. And then I almost had it finished, and he's like, maybe you should put something in front of the bottles. And I'm like, brilliant, that's fine. I'll just go to Asda. So I went and bought flowers, but it does look really good.
Is like, there anywhere we can see these photos?
You can see
them. We'll put links to them. Because I want to see this photo.
My Facebook page, Caitlin Smith Photography. Mm-hmm. There's probably quite a lot of them because it's a common name, but pop a wee link up.
It's on the website. It's on
the. Oh, it's on the Fife Creative website. Yet. I was going to say, I don't have a website yet. I'm getting one built, but I think that's it.
Is it going to be in the Dear Directory bit or your like About You bit on the Fife Creative website?
It's on both. It's on both.
Cool.
Yeah, Creatives Directory. And there's some landscapes in there as well.
Cool.
And my chicken.
Your chicken?
My chicken.
Oh, I've got the photos in front of me. I want to see it.
That one took ages. I remember I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and roast this chicken because I thought if I get one out Asda, they're always like a wee bit burnt on the top or there might not be any. I thought if I cook it the night before, it'll go a bit wrinkly. By the time I cooked it, it was a wee bit wrinkly. But I got up and roasted a chicken and then I roasted vegetables and then I roasted potatoes and I had casserole dishes and plates and knives and spoons and there's like a wee bit of some oven mitts and there's glasses and wine and I think that's even a table mat. I think I had like a suitcase of stuff.
That looks like it's ready to like, you're ready to sit down with your family and eat on a Sunday. I can't even cook roast chicken, so to be able to cook it and then take a picture with that much patience.
Don't know if it was cooked inside, like, but it was cooked on the
outside. It was cooked to look pretty.
It tasted good.
Did you eat it afterwards? There you go. It was cooked inside. We're almost out of time, so we'll do, what's your top tip for photography?
Keep going back to it. There's always something you can do to make it better.
Is that something you learned with that teacher or that lecturer you were talking about?
Kinda. I learned it everywhere. I mean, like, I did my graded unit with Stuart and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning and we're out in the middle of Aberdeenshire in the middle of November, no breakfast.
Taking pictures of
dark,
cows?
Taking pictures of castles. And I'd be like, right, I've got it, I'm done. And Stuart's like, take one for this angle, do this, get lower up, get higher down, because, you know, you're not going to want to come back and do it again. And he's right, I didn't want to come back and do it again. And there was a few I did on my own where it was like raining or cold and I just took a few and left. And then you get home and you're like, it's not good. If you just put that wee bit more time and that wee bit more effort to check that your photo's exactly how you want it to be, you don't ever have to do it again.
I like that tip. If somebody was to say, look at your pictures on the Fife Creative website and then say, oh, I want this photographer, how to go about it?
Through my Facebook page, probably. I'm in the process of having a website built.
Cool.
So the link will be up soon. It's a friend that's making it for me for his course. So that'll have contact details and stuff on it. But my contact details right now are on the Facebook page, so you can email me and stuff as well.
And then it'll be on the Fife Creative page as well.
And the fivecreative.co.uk.
Because you are the founder?
Yes.
Is that the title?
Founder, creator, messiah. Oh,
messiah. Is there anything else you would like to say about yourself or anything you do?
No, not really. I think that's it.
Because you spoke a lot in the previous podcast about Fife Creative, which is kind of your baby at the minute.
Oh, yeah, it's my...
So?
Everything. Just if people want to come and check it out, we'll put the links up for the website and the Facebook page. Like and share it, get involved, email us. I'm sure we'll find you something to do.